Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Yes, it's a spiritual feast. Let's have a quiet time with God. Be your priority as you wake up daily. Welcome also to Sunday, the 16th date in November 2024. Open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way this day and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Your rising up today is for the change of story. God shall guide your thought, guide your heart, and guide your path. This shall be a Sunday with a difference. If you are going to church today, God will bless you in today's service. God will send your word through His servants there. As you go, pray in your heart and say, God, send my word. Put my word in your servant's mouth, and it shall be so. If you will not be in church, wherever you may be, God shall meet you at the point of your need. His presence will not depart from you. What are you trusting God for before the end of this year? Before December 31 this year, 44 days away, what are you believing God for within the next 44 days? For yourself, your children, your family, and so on. Please, whisper it to God. Whisper them to God in prayer. Say them to God in your heart. Say them to God quietly before I make spiritual decree over them with you from here. And it shall be done. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, Anna prayed in her heart in the temple. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. You know, that kind of prayer. Pray it. Say them to God. Pray what you are trusting God to make happen for you and your children before December 31. Now, let me pray. I pray and I decree it shall be so. He said in Numbers 14:28, that which I hear your mouth say to my ears, that will I do. You have said your desires. It shall be turned to testimonies for you. They shall be done miraculously. It shall be released supernaturally in Jesus' name. Everyone not seeing pain, despite medication, lay hands there on that part of your body and let me pray. I speak to your body. Be healed. May your healing power of the healing power of God flow to your body system. Flow to that part of your body now. The root of this sickness is cut off. It shall wither off. It shall be no more. You are healed now. Say amen. Please take your mind off it. You will soon discover it is gone. Or say amen, amen, and amen. November 17, born people, receive your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Oh, your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live in good health. You will live in peace, in power, and prosperity the days of your life. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's take the last set of questions on situations today, making it 3 weeks straight that we have been on teachings. From tomorrow, we will start a 2 week of testimony sharing, divine interventions we have received from God. Our testimonies glorify God. The devil can steal a miracle if we are ungrateful enough not to share the testimony. Not to share God's testimony, God sees us as ingrates. Tell us what God has done so you can receive new ones. So start sending your testimonies. Make it short. Be very precise. We can't read your testimonies if it is too long. So make it as short as possible. Just the summary of it. Send it to our testimonies line. +234-809-789-4000. Send it as a chat. Make it short, please. First issue for teachings today. Good evening, Daddy. I am in a relationship with a guy who is so busy with growing his business, he rarely has time for me. I have complained about it. He promised to change, but I think the change is so slow. Please, Daddy, I don't know what to do. I also have my ex who cared and have all the time for me. Please, Dad, this is SOS. Wow. Are you double dating? You are in a new relationship, and then you are still talking about your ex that is caring and he has time for you. Why? Why have you turned him to an ex if he's so caring and he have time? Why don't you go and consummate a marriage with him? If you have reasons to call it quit with him, then so let that quit be full. But this other one that has no time for you, we also have no time for you in marriage. Passion for business growth should not take one's lover's place in someone's heart. There is no end to business growth. There shall be no point, there can be no point, when a businessman will say, my business has grown enough, now let me turn the other side and have time for my wife and family. No, if you marry this type of a person, you will be lonely in that marriage. There are many wives, though married, but are lonely today. The men they married have no time for them. So make up your mind. But don't forget all that we have talked about, making a godly and a goodly choice in marriage. No unequal yoke, no sin, and marry your friend. A true friend will certainly have time for you despite business growth desire. Next, beautiful morning, Daddy. My question, as a child of God, is it proper to join others to collect money for voting, which is called Dibo Kosebe in Yoruba? Daddy, please throw more light on this because almost everyone is involved. Daddy, let me know if I too should join them, if nothing is wrong with it. Wow, Dibo Sebe. What a tragedy that has befallen our beloved country. The politicians have weaponized poverty to enslave the people. It is wrong. It is ungodly. It is wicked. It is criminal. It is immoral to collect money from a political candidate to cast vote for him or her, which is called vote buying. I saw what took place in Ondo State election yesterday, and I work for this country. Vote buying is a criminal act. Both the sellers and the buyers are guilty. That's why they get to the office and they start looting the treasury. Transactional politics. After all, he must recover all his investment. Nigerians, we need to decide whether they want honest and credible candidates in power. I am sure not all voters are doing the Bosebe, vote buying. It is common among the poor, which unfortunately are the voting masses. For instance, how much will they give me and you to sell our conscience for voting? How much? And I'm told in most cases, what they give them is between 5,000 and 10,000. And what will that one do in somebody's life? Please don't be involved in such act of foolishness and ignorance. Vote your conscience and vote the right candidate as far as you are concerned. I weep for Nigeria, our beloved country. When will Nigeria and Nigerians change? You sell your conscience, vote for the wrong people, and you now come and be crying the country is bad. May God deliver Nigeria. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a single lady in her early 30s. I have two men proposing to me. I notice one is stingy, does not spend money on me, not even as little as buying a recharge card. But the other one is generous. What do I do, sir? Wow, one can give without loving, but there can be no true loving without giving. Don't marry a stingy man. He will still be stingy even in marriage. But the generous ones, don't consider only generosity. Make sure the other parameters we have taught here are also in him. Don't violate 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. No unequal yoke, no matter what. Then character. Marry only a perfect gentleman. Marry a man that loves God and also loves you. In summary, marry your friend. Next, good morning, Daddy. On the woman whose son is 27 years old and want to marry a 37 years old woman, you gave the perfect advisor. Next, good morning, Daddy. On the issue of the woman who asked about working on Sunday, you gave a very good counsel. I agree with you, and I learned a lot from your answer and your counsels. I love you so much, sir. Wow. I love all TPGF members. Even though we don't see ourselves physically, officially, God has brought us together. We are one family under God on this platform. Next, my question. How can someone be set free from porn and masturbation? Two, how can someone live a Christ-like life in a polluted environment? Three, how can one regain his spiritual and physical strength? Four, what are the steps to total deliverance? Wow, so many issues, but our time is gone today. One word I have is do spiritual warfare on all the issues for deliverance from porn and masturbation, living for Christ in a polluted environment, spiritual strength, and other deliverances. Engage warfare prayers as we have taught it here severally. Continue it until total freedom is secured. We'll build more on this tomorrow. Please don't feel bad that we did not treat your issue this time around. Save it up and resend it when we come to the week of questions and answers. Meanwhile, testimony sharing starts tomorrow. Send or resend your testimonies today. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you. Join us real life or online in our two Sunday services today via our YouTube and Facebook platforms. Two services will run today as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9 to 11 a.m. second service, all Nigeria time. Subscribe to our YouTube platforms by typing The Real Femi Emmanuel. Go to your YouTube, open, and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel, R-E-A-L, Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification. Sunday is a good day to remit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, then your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 11-11-11 we are sowing this month. People are doing it. Testimonies are coming. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. We tithe, we sow, and give for the kingdom of God to grow and also to connect our lives to the law of seed and harvest. God cannot see your seed, cannot see your sacrifice, and not move. Your seed as a voice before the Lord. Your sacrifice and the tithe, and your tithe, they speak in the presence of God. Do so as God gives you the grace. And for the information about our commission's account details, send a chart of request to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Don't answer anyone asking you to join them on Facebook in the name of Femi Emmanuel or Turning Point. Those are fraudsters. Those are thieves. Block them and don't answer them. I speak to everyone's life today. You will see the hand of God in a mighty way. All the prayers we daily pray for you here shall be manifested into testimonies. The one you pray for yourself also shall be answered. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye.